Good morning, Birshas Rabbi Krohn. So we are on Samach Dalet Amin Aleph, or approximately seven lines from the top, where it says Amr of Tubi Bar Kisna Amr Shmuel. So last time we had learned about a woman who is a Maredes, meaning she is refusing her husband, she's refusing to have relations with her husband, that we talked about this concept of penalizing her, where you would deduct a certain amount of money from her ksuba for every week. And then we talked about that there was also this like warning document that she would get from the court. And we talked about that it would typically be accompanied. They would make an announcement. They would send her this warning document. And then she would lose money from her ksuba. So one of the things we said was that this applied to, and this is from the Bereisa back then, that even someone who's an Arusa or an Asua, someone's in a, you know, engaged, quote unquote, or an Asua, someone who's a Nida, someone who's Chola, she's sick, Vafila Shomeres Yavam. Even if someone is waiting for her, she's, as we learned in Yavamos, someone who's, whose husband passed away, she didn't have children, and her brother is her Yavam, and she's waiting for her, you know, she's connected to her Yavam, but they haven't consummated yet, so they're kind of in that limbo state. So picking back up on Samach Dalet, it says Amar Rav Tuvi Bar Kisna Amar Shmuel Kosvin Igeres Alarusa Geres Merit Alarusa. So you write this document of rebelliousness, this you know warning from the court for someone who's an Arusa. The Ain Kosvin Igeres Merit Al Shemeres Yavam, that you don't write an Igeres Merit for a Shemeres Yavam. So Shmuel here is saying something different than we learned in the Bereisa Adafa, right? So we have a contradiction between the two about Shomeres Yavam. So Meisvei, we learned in the Bereisa, this is going to quote our Bereisa from last off, Achasli, that it doesn't matter about getting this warning document, whether you're an Arusa or Nesua, you're engaged or married, Afil Nida, even if the woman is a Nida, Afil Chola, even if she's sick, Vafilo Shomeres Yavam, and even if she's a Shomeres Yavam. So we have two different views. We have Shmuel's view where he says not a Shomeres Yavam, and we have the Breix's view that says it does include a Shomeres Yavam. So what's the scoop? So the Gemara answers Lo Kasha, Kan Shetavahu. In our Bereisa from last off, it talks about where it was the Yavam who wanted to initiate the relationship, meaning that he wanted her to have relations with him in order to finish the Yavam bond. And Kan Shetavahi in here, and Shmuel's ruling that we just said here, it's where the Yavama, where the woman is the one that is insisting that the Yavam have relations with her to consummate that relationship. So it's the difference of whether he is pushing for it or she is pushing for it. The Amar Rav Tachlifa Bar Avimi Amar Shmuel. So he says again in the name of Shmuel. Tavahu, if the Yavam himself is the one who is pushing for the woman to have relations with him for to consummate the Yibum, Nizekinlo, that the court helps him. The court steps in to help him, and as a result, they'll write this document of warning to her. However, Tavahi, but if she's the one who is demanding it, Ein Nizak Niskakinlo, they don't help her out. And they don't write this because writing this letter would... Well, one of the things we learned also is that if the woman, if she refuses the man, she is her ksuva can go down. In this, the other case, if the man refuses the woman, the ksuva technically can go up. So what it's saying is that when the man is the one who instigates here, the court would help and write this letter when it was a shomeres yavam. But if it was the woman, they would not do it. So b'mai okimta lehi the Shmuel. How do we know that this is what Shmuel says? How do we know that Shmuel, when he says that it does not apply to Shomeres Yavam, is specifically talking about where it's the woman who is the one who is pressing for the relationship. So b'mai okimta lehi the Shmuel tavahi. How do we know that it's the woman who's doing it? Hi, Kosvini Geres Merit Alarusa, because the wording in what Shmuel said is Kosvini Igeres Merit Al Arusa. We write an Igeres Merit about the Arusa. So in other words, it sounds like it's saying that you only write this Igeres when it's talking about the woman, when the woman is the one who is not cooperating. But La Arusa mean by Ile, but maybe if it was really the other way around, where it was only for for when the man was involved, it would say La Arusa. It should say to an Arusa, right? That is what it should have said. Halokasha, the word says no. Tani La Arusa. That it, maybe, you know, it's fine. Just change the language. It really means the same thing. So we still need to figure out how do we know from Shmuel that he's talking about it's only when the man and not when the woman. Maish Naish Omeris Yavam Delo. So what's different about the woman where she is the one who is pushing for the relationship for the Yibam to happen that would cause us not to write this document according to Shmuel? Damrinan La Zil Befarakte. And we say to her, go away. You know, you're not chayev in the mitzvah of pru avru. The mitzvah of pru avru technically is only on the man. So we're saying to her, you're not chayev in the mitzvah of pru avru. So, you know, leave us alone. We're not going to help you. Arusa nami. But we could also say the same thing could apply in the case of an arusa. An arusa is they're engaged and not yet married. He's not following through. The same thing we could say. Nami leizil amifarkel. We could say the same thing to her. We can say, go away, you're not chayev in pru urvu. So therefore, we're not going to write this document, but that's not what Shmuel says. Ela beva machamas tana. But it must be that when Shmuel says this is when she comes along and she says, she makes this claim, the amra, va'ina and chutchel yada umara l'kfura. When I'm old, I need to have a child, so that child will take care of me. Literally, it means they'll have a stick for me. In other words, they'll help me walk. Umar al-Kuvra, and someone to bury me after I pass away. Ha-Chanami, Shomeres, Yalbam Bava Machvas Tana. But then, if that's the case, why would that only apply to the Arusa? So the Arusa is making this claim and saying, yes, I'm not Chayim and Pru Arvu, but I need to have a child because I need a child to take care of you in my old age. Why wouldn't a Shomeres Yalbam be able to say the exact same thing? So therefore, it doesn't seem to make sense that that would be the reason here. So we're going to try something else. Ela idivide shetavahu. Both our Baraisa and Shmuel are talking about where it's the man who is pressing for the woman to have relations. That is not the other way around. Lo kasha, and there's no problem that the fact that it says it different ways. Kan lachlots in the Baraisa last off, it's talking about where the woman, the yavam is demanding that the woman make herself available not for yibam but for chalitza. V'kan liyabim, but in Shmuel's ruling, it's talking about Yibam. So when it's talking about Chalitza, back on last daf, according to Shmuel, he would say, in the Braisa, they would say, yes, the court should write a document of warning. But when it talks about Yibam, in Shmuel's view, they would not do it. Damarab das Amarab Yochanan, that he says in Rav Yochanan, Tava Lachlotz, if the Yavam wants the Avama to make herself available for Chalitza, Nizaki, no, the court helps, and they write this warning. Tavaliyabim. But when it comes to Yibam, if he demands that she presents herself to have relations and consummate the Yibam, ain't his kakino. They don't help him. So they only help him when it comes to Chalitza. They don't help him when it comes to Yibam. So my shnali yabim delo. So what's different about Shmuel's case that we talk about, that one is talking about Yibam and the other is talking about Chalitza? Why would, when it comes to, in Shmuel's case, where it says it applies to Yibam, we would say that they don't help her? Damrinan le zil nasiv isis achrisi. Because they say to the guy, listen, you can go marry more than one woman. Go marry somebody else. You know, even though she is zakuk to you. Okay, fine. You can still marry somebody else. So lachotz nami. So in the case of Chalitza, they could do the same thing. Namile zil nasiv is sachrise. They can say, go marry somebody else, right? So how does that help us, right? They could always tell her, okay, fine, you have this zikuk, but go marry somebody else. Elo de amar, kevan da agida bi lo kaya havel lachrise. But no, what they'll say is, because she's refusing to perform chalitza, it causes a problem, because no one's going to let their daughter marry him, because they're going to say, eventually she'll come around and she'll do yibum. And when she comes around, there'll be this other, you know, he'll have more than one wife, and maybe they won't want that. So hachanami, but in Shmuel's case, when he asked for Yibam, how is that any better? It shouldn't necessarily be any better. Kevin dagi dabi lo kahayavu lechriksi. Since the Yavama is bound to me, you know, no one else is going to want to marry me, right? Why does that help when it comes to one versus the other? Ela idi v'idi shetavel yavim. But both of these cases are talking about where the yavam is demanding that it's still talking about the yavam, and it's talking about yibam v'lo kasha. But again, there's no problem. Kan b'mishna rishona. This talks about the initial mishnah, which really talks about that originally. The mitzvah of Yibam was the priority, that when there was a situation of the husband of the wife died and there was a brother, the primary action was Yibam. Yibam was what was the optimal outcome. But later on, as we know, even till today, that you don't really encourage Yibam anymore. You encourage Chalitza. You encourage Chalitza because people would not do Yibam Lishma. They wouldn't do Yibam Lishay Mitzvah. They would do it because they liked the girl, she thought she was pretty, whatever other reasons, right? They would have ulterior motives. So they deviated and they changed to be that Chalitza was the preferable way to go. The Tanah, we learned in the Mishnah, Mitzvah Yibam Kodemes LeMitzvah Chalitza, that the Mitzvah of Yibam is preferable to Chalitza. Barishona Shayibiskavim Mushum Mitzvah. And back in the day, when they would do it specifically, L'Shem Mitzvah's Yibam. Achshav She'ein Miskavim Mushum Mitzvah. Nowadays, that people are do it for ulterior motives. Amru Mitzvah Chalitza Kodemus L'Mitzvah's Yibam. We would say that Chalitza should take priority. So the only difference between the two is the state of the priority, right? So in one case, where it talks about that you will do it, which is, I guess, in our Baraisa for Shomer's Yavam. It's talking about in a case of where it was Yibam was the priority. But in Shmuel's case, where it says you don't do it, it's when Chalitza is the priority.
Shmuel wrote it before they implemented that policy.
Potentially, I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. I mean, I know today, obviously, we don't do it, but there came a point in time in my where they were like not so, where Yibam wasn't like the main thrust, right? So, okay, so going back to our Mishnah, it said that you would subtract certain amount of money from her each week that she didn't play along. So ad masa hi pocha. So we'd say how long and how much do you do? And we talked about that there was a difference of opinion. That if the woman doesn't have relations with the man, they would deduct a certain amount of money. If the man wouldn't, they would add a certain amount of money. And there was a question of whether it was a certain amount of dinarim or a certain amount of trapiak. So it was a question of what the currency is. So my trapiakin. So what are these trapiakin? What is that currency really referred to? Amarav sheshes. Astira, a tropic is an astira, right? Which was also known as a selah medinit. Ukama astira, and how much is an astira? Palga de zuzah, it's half of a zuz. Tani nami hachli, we also learned this in a braisa. Rabbi Huda Omer, shlosha tarpikin, that we add, so when it comes to the man not having relations with her, we would add to her ksuba 3 tropikin per week. Shehain, teisha, ma'in, which equates to 9 ma'in, which equates, so the 9 ma'in, how do they do that calculation? How do they get to 9? Ma v'chetzi l'chol yom. It says that you would do 1.5 ma'a per day for the 6 days of the week, not for Shabbos, right? So based upon that, that's how you calculate, do you get to that 9 or 3 for the, when the man is the one who's not being with the woman. Amalei Rechia bar Yosef Shmuel, Maishna Ihu Diyavalei L'Shabbos. So, what's the difference when it comes to the man? Where we, when it comes to the man, we said that she would deduct like 7. They said like 7 dinarim per week. When it comes to the woman, you only add to the man for six days. So, why does the woman get reduced for 7 days, and the man gets reduced for 6 days? Umaishna Ihu Diyavalei L'Shabbos. So, why does it when it comes to her? She gets deducted for Shabbos. When it comes to him, he does not get deducted for Shabbos. Ihi the mifras kapaches, in the case where her ksuba is going down, lo mechse kishar Shabbos. It doesn't look like there's any kind of compensation going on here because her ksuba is being reduced. It's not the same as her getting paid for anything. Ihi the hosve komasve, but when it comes to him, you're adding on to her ksuba. So it looks like it has a kind of has a view as if she's getting additional payment. So from a Shabbos perspective, that's a problem. Mechse kischar Shabbos. It appears like it is payment for Shabbos. So Amar le Rav Chiya bar Yosef v'Shmuel, my ben morei l'maredes. So why is it different between the man and the woman, where the man who is holding out would only have to pay a half a dinar or half a tropic per week, and the woman would pay the full dinar or the full tropic per week? So why does it more closely for the woman versus the man? Armalei, say ulaman mishuk shel zonot. Go look at like the when it comes to the marketplace for a zonot. Mi socharos mi, who's paying who? So typically it's the man who's paying for the woman, so the man has more of an interest and more of a desire. Davar acher, ze yitzar mebichutz, v'zo yitzar mebifnim. When it comes to the man, you know, his physical arousal is more external, and her physical arousal is more internal. So it's more, he has more of a desire, and therefore it's more, there's more of an impact on him from her withholding than the other way around. So let's pause here, and we'll pick up again tomorrow with the Mishnah. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.